was a lot. The place was empty and as far as I could tell, that I just walked into a trap house, cause I smell the dope still on the scale. I see money baggies of Mac 10, I'm using on whoever left it there that's walking back in. You might ask, well, what would I do? Such a thing ring off of someone's knocking, busting in without knocking. The whole thing started just a month ago, but I ain't know it. Too busy slanging meds, chasing chicks and puffing dro. All in the hood, I thought that nothing could surprise me. Between drive-bys, house raids, and store robbery, that was until I seen this video. It was kinda ill, still I didn't think that it was real, let alone important. It was a clip from a broadcast, the news reporting, footage of an exclusive recording. They never edited, but they showed the aftermath of this dead body in the street. Then out of nowhere it stood up on its feet as if it never happened. I ain't believe it, and why would I? Cause when you die, goodbye, that's it. Weeks later, I'm seeing videos from New Orleans, one from Chirac, Staten Island, and two foreign countries. The rumors started spreading through my city, how kids was getting blasted, then climbing outside their casket, eating brains, attacking anyone in eyesight. We crack jokes, they come here, we make it show they die right. We had a laugh, gave my man a pound and kept it pushing. Back to the ground where you can always find a slinking cushion. Pills, as usual, we see Marcus, the neighborhood fiend. My man about to serve him up for the dollar bills. Soon as I thought to myself, he looked strange from close range. He bit a chunk out my man's throat before the exchange. That's when it all changed, he was leaking out the neck. Marcus tackled him to the ground, I grabbed the tech. As I'm spraying lead through his back, I noticed there's no bloodshed. He got up off my nigga who's dead to come after me before I shot him in the head and left him there like a fucking newborn baby. God, how my man went out, hit me crazy hard. Tears fell, staring at his body in disbelief. Then I seen him move, I clutched the shoddy. I tried to talk to him, I didn't have the heart to put a slug in his mind. So I left and walked through an alleyway across the street from a cemetery. Families in black were hopping fences. Two women barely made it out if it wasn't for my assistance. Cause all I saw was people busting out the grave from a distance. I'm talking about street legends draped in iceberg, Gucci, Tommy, Dookie, ropes, do-rags, a bunch of thugged out zombies. People running up and down the streets, cars crashing, my dash into my crib. I seen a ton of them in passion, one had a blunt in his ear. I called my man's cousin who lives on my block, he told me to stay away from over there. He said it looked like the world was about to end, so I found a random spot and let myself in. Now we back to where the story began.